Next on the agenda was lunch at Hotel Sigiriya, with a magnificent view of the iconic Sigiriya Rock. The rock, or mountain itself, holds an ancient rock fortress and is nearly 200 meters, 660 feet high. We're to climb it in the afternoon. But first we're going to lunch, and boy, were we in for a surprise. First, we stop at the edge of a forest, and there are quite a few tuk-tuks waiting for us. They're all decorated with flowers and balloons. One of the drivers greets me and points at his tuk-tuk. For fun, I took his seat in the front just to see the look on his face.
I just wanted to see your face.
Yes,
I needed to see your face. No.
It was priceless.
Okay, no problem, you can do.
That would be a lot of fun.
I had no idea this was going on, but now we're in a tuk-tuk, it's dressed up with a lot of balloons. I'm not exactly sure where we're going, but we're inside a forest, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. After a short drive, we get into this luxury hotel and are greeted by local music and dances that take us to the back of the garden, passing the pool. Here we could experience how people were preparing the traditional food in the old-fashioned, authentic way, like we saw in the village earlier. I asked the general manager of the hotel, Suresh, to explain where we are.
We are actually in the center of the cultural triangle. The hotel is Hotel Sigiriya, and also we have a nice swimming pool up there. While you are dipping, you can still see the Sigiriya Rock. People who don't want to climb Sigiriya Rock.
That's the unique thing about
in this part of the area.
To explain it to people who can't haven't seen it, it's a huge rock in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
We are in the back garden, you can say, of the hotel. Yes. We passed the swimming pool, and down here you built an outdoor kitchen.
We do actually. Now you would see, we have made the atmosphere like a traditional Sri Lankan village sort of a kitchen here.
Yeah.
Where Sri Lankan is quite popular for traditional curry. As you see, chefs are really busy with making some curries, and you know, like they are trying to spoil you out today.
Yeah.
With all.
And I see that people have already started taking food, so I'm hoping they're leaving something for me.
I'm sure. Yes, you will have something. Yes. But you got to be fast because the food are really tasty.
Yeah. Suresh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, pal.
Make sure to go to theradiovagabond.com to see pictures of this unique place.